Okay, in this section of the Bag of Tricks module, we're going to talk about subheadings. Subheadings are basically little headings you put in between, interspersed in different areas of your blog post, and these are very powerful tools of persuasion. These are techniques that you can use to keep readers on the page and keep them focused. So the main goal behind your subheadings is to offer readers a way to navigate through your post, right? So if you are writing a list post, obviously your number of subheadings is usually going to be the number of points that you have in your list. Sometimes you might have smaller subheadings underneath that if you're really breaking down things and categorizing them, which is fine, but that's kind of the gist of it. And if you are writing an essay, if you're writing a how-to post where it has a structure, intro, conclusion, kind of three main points to it, usually those points are going to be your subheadings. And the goal of your subheadings is to give readers a clue as to what's going to happen next. And there are a couple different ways where you can do it in a persuasive way. So way number one is something that I call the curiosity gap. And this is a very solid and proven technique that has worked well for bloggers for a really long time. So let's say you're writing an article. Let's say it's a self-improvement article, right? And let's say that your self-improvement article has three different tips about doing a certain activity. So instead of your subheading saying, oh, you know, list out the activity, instead of the subheading saying, you know, wake up at 5 a.m. for maximum productivity, right? You could switch that subheading up to say something that's going to allude to a benefit that's going to provide maximum productivity, but you're not going to say what it is. So maybe your subheading might say, use this strategy for maximum productivity. Then you'd go down and actually list what it is. Now, that's a pretty basic example to how to do it, but you're every time you're going through the subheading, you're going to talk about the potential benefit of what could come next. You're going to foreshadow what could come next. And then you can do it in a way where you are not quite telling them what to expect, but giving them an idea. You can also use subheadings where you are, you know, kind of telling them literally what it is. So let's say you're writing an article and it's like five signs that your life is moving in the right direction. One of the subheadings might be, you know, you're learning new things every day. You know, sometimes those are good where you're confirming something that they already want to be true about themselves. So you could use subheadings in that way where they're kind of a literal description of what's next. But it's still important that you separate out some of those thoughts and use subheadings to break up the reader's attention. And the goal of subheadings is to create something called a pattern interruption, right? So a pattern interruption is something that disrupts the flow of whatever someone is doing, right? So when they're reading through your post, there's a pattern, there's sentences after sentences and paragraphs after paragraphs. Well, why then would you want to interrupt them and change their pattern? Well, you do that because readers' attention spans are very short. So if you use a subheading as a pattern interruption, what you do is kind of you reset the clock in their mind, and it's almost like they're starting over and they're starting a new post. So if you have a list post with seven posts in it or seven points in it, instead of them feeling like they're reading through one wall, it feels like they're kind of on seven different mini adventures. Same thing with a how-to post or an essay or something like that. So you use your subheadings in a compelling way. So I'll make sure to find some examples of some posts that I like that have really good subheadings to kind of show you an example. Maybe leave some comments in there and show you how I flip some of those things on their head. But that's the power of subheadings. I'll also link to a couple resources and really, really good articles that kind of go in depth about subheadings. But this is a trick that I use constantly to create that pattern interruption and to make sure that readers are continuing to move down the page.